This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosa Isela Diaz. Date of birth, January the 29th, 1977. Case ID number is 504-9345. Date of exam, April the 13th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/29/2022. Identifying information. This is a 46-year-old single female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date and states that she has never worked in the past, that she has always been a housewife. At the present time, she lives in a trailer with her children, and she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2006, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 70 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that she has been told that she has nephropathy and diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands. She does not check her blood glucose, but states when they have checked it, it's been between 300 to 700 milligrams / DL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. At the present time, she's on glipizide 2.5 milligrams QD, which she states she is not taking at this time. Daily activities. The claimant states that she sleeps, watches TV, does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks, does the laundry, but does no other exercise. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb three steps, but not being able to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. She does have a brace that she used to use on her left knee. However, she did not bring it to this office visit. She also states she has a walker at home, which she did not bring to the office visit as well. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, two tablets QD, which she states does give her relief. She is singing at this time Dr. Brenda Salinas. Family history. Her father died at the age of 60 from diabetes mellitus and complications from his disease. Her mother died at the age of 66, also from complications of diabetes mellitus. Medications, glipizide, 2.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, left knee instability, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Major surgery, C-sections times two, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes every weekend for 5 years. Alcohol, she denies any alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 128 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 107 over 72 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 22.5. General. This is a 46-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. And corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to neurological, the last two sentences? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was mildly unsteady, slow but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for her left knee. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion of the motor and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant appears to have some mild instability of the left knee. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She did not present with an assistive device, but probably needs one secondary to imbalance. Neurological, grip strength was 4+4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2/12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. No evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the chest, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some problems with the left knee. She is able to heal. Toe and tandem walk fairly normal with decreased balance. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to decreased strength and diabetic polyneuropathy. Probable diagnoses: non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being treated at this time, appears to be very poorly controlled. The claimant is starting to have secondary complications from not taking her medications and not being treated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosa Iselda Diaz.